KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, welcome, one and all races, all sexes. I say all sexes because now I think there are more than two sexes. We got all these trans things.
Yeah.
So all sexes, welcome. All religions, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
All creeds?
All creeds. Dan, explain to him what a creed is.
All right, I have no idea.
Okay, thank you. What I'm about to do, I'm going to do in segments. And then we'll get to another segment called the Burke segment. I want to do it now because I don't think my wife is listening. I hope she's not listening. Last night, I went to bed, I guess, about 11. And by 12:30, I was still lying there awake. And I couldn't sleep, and I take something every night to sleep, or I'd never go to sleep. But even with taking something, I wasn't able chemically to overpower my wife's snoring. Now, I did this a few years ago.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
She does not like this when I do it. But I reached over and got my phone and thought I would just record. Now, what you're going to hear, this is not edited. This is not altered. This is not enhanced. Nothing. This is straight to the phone recording app, and
how close did you hold it to her, or did you
about 5-6 inches from her head? I didn't want to get so close that it woke her up because the phone gives off a little light even on its dimmest setting, and she can't stand light. But I held it up there, and what you'll hear, I want to explain. You'll hear we're not on iron lungs or anything. That is a sleep
sound machine.
Sound machine.
Yeah,
we
know
sleep.
About that.
You know about that?
Yeah, your wife and my wife are very similar with their sleeping habits. Fan on, no light.
Fan.
And a sound machine.
A fan.
Total darkness and a noise. And ours is the surf. So you'll hear that. Whatever other noise you hear besides that surf is her. All right, here we go. Let me hope this works. You got me on? Let's see. Here we go. Now.
Oh, my goodness.
It sounds like a dying calf. There's the surf. You hear the surf and the birds?
Oh, some birds. Yeah, that's nice. It would be peaceful without that dying calf.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. That's not a normal snore.
No, it's
either.
Not. That's a satanic, satanic snore.
Oh, man. Getting worked up there. Whoa!
It's got a little gargling
yes,
in now.
It's got a little.
Oh!
This is an actual human being.
Separate
this is a
bedrooms.
Human. This is a female. It just builds. Now, I cannot tell you. I can't tell you how many times in the middle of the night she elbows me or pushes me, and I go, "What?" And she says, "You're snoring. I can't sleep. You're snoring." I've never done that to her. Never. I just endure it. I just put up with it. But last night, this is only the second time I've done this, and I'll save this for her, and I'll say, do you have any idea how non-human-like your snoring? It sounds like an animal that's dying.
You should just start playing it and not tell her what it is.
Put me up again. The surf things, it starts small, you know, and it kind of builds. The surf is nice. Now, that's cut one. I have a second one here. Let me see, just to compare.
What was that?
The sheet hit the mic.
Oh.
Now, this one starts even smaller. Listen. Okay, tolerable. I could sleep through that. It's just a whimper. Just
dainty.
Dainty, almost a dainty satanic.
A little cute snore.
Yeah, a little cute, kind of cute.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, that's cute. And then it starts. It's like a building. I'm coming out of my cave.
Whoa.
Now, don't add anything to it.
The birds are going crazy.
Sounds like a goose honk.
Like a dead, dying calf.
Better call Dr. Doug.
I don't even know how she makes a sound like. How do you even make that?
I don't know.
It's not human. It's not human. So, that's the hell that I live in.
And you're positive she's not listening.
Oh, I doubt it. I don't know. And Dan, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's my home. I'm the king of that castle.
Yep.
And so what if she is listening? She needs to know that I want the world to know. And you guys have witnessed the way she treats me. And her story to other people is, well, I can hardly sleep. He snores. Of course, she never mentions this because maybe she's not aware of it. There you go. And that is in no way, if you played that for somebody and said, okay, what is this? The last thing you would hear is, that's a woman sleeping. That's the last thing you'd hear. You'd hear, I don't know, is that a scene from The Exorcist? Is that a veterinarian recording of a dying calf or sheep or a lamb or a little colt? Is it, I don't know. There you have it. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
This is Eon the Peon. Eon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. The first thing I'm going to mention, we talked a little bit about this off the air yesterday. And it's another instance where you do the face palm to your head and go, why couldn't I come up with this? But there's a guy in Texas who a few months ago decided to start his own business. And his business is the website potatoparcel.com.
Oh, you showed me this yesterday. Folks, you're gonna be so mad at yourself when you hear what somebody else did.
And you go to,
we could have done this.
You go to potatoparcel.com. And what you can do is send a potato to somebody with a message written on it. I believe a large potato costs $9.99, a medium potato $7.99. And so this guy who started the business sits in his house, has a pile of potatoes.
And a pile of Sharpie markers.
And a pile of Sharpie markers, will write the handwritten message on the potato, slap it in a manila envelope, and mail it off. And you can either be anonymous or not. Some people will get the potato and not know who it's from. But some people, if you want, you know, say congratulations on whatever. And he's making $10,000 a month profit.
Oh, my goodness.
Since he started this in May.
Can you believe this? A potato. And he writes on it and throws it in an envelope.
And remember that? It was like a year ago. We were talking about that guy. Remember he did a GoFundMe account for potato salad where he said, I want to have a potato salad party. Yeah. And I don't know what the final total for that was.
It was like $50,000.
Yeah, $50,000 or something. So I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever be able to come up with one of those
ideas.
And
what is this called?
Potato parcel. Com. I don't know why I keep giving him more money.
All it is, I think it was probably, he set out for it to be a way you could anonymously, through somebody else, tell somebody, hey, you have bad breath.
Right.
Or you stink, or nobody at work likes you.
And instead of just writing it on a piece of paper, he goes, I'll make it a gag gift. It's just a potato. And I'm sure he had no idea how it was going to take off.
And you'd have the same... You could do the same thing by writing it or on a piece of paper and sending it to him, but somehow or other, the potato made it attractive to
people. That becomes the viral part of it, where it's not just a normal thing.
More people jumped on it because there's a potato involved than they would have if you just said, hey, send me $10, and I'll send somebody a note.
Right.
Yeah.
So, wow, we got to think of something.
I know. Every day I keep trying to think of something, but nothing comes to me. So maybe that's the problem with my brain.
It just doesn't Dan, work. Do you think if I... And I haven't told this joke for at least 5 years. And you know the one, don't say anymore, it has a potato in it.
Oh.
And the guy's on the beach. Now, do you think I could tell that today without everybody already knowing it? I just assume everybody knows jokes, but I'm wrong. Every time I do that, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that joke more than any other joke people would know.
I know it's been 5 years. Maybe I should tell it today.
I would.
Make a note here.
I would, even if people know it. I enjoy hearing you lead up to the punchline.
Maybe I could tell it right now as a bonus joke.
And so we were talking about this off the air yesterday, and then Jose was in the room, and he goes, oh, just start like radish. I go, you can't do that. You can't, once an idea, you can't just spin off that idea.
If we come along and go, hey, we'll send somebody corn on the cob, it's going to die.
It doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work because the original.
We have to think of something completely different.
I know. So that's the issue I have every day, is trying to come up with something that people on the internet will pay money for. Next thing I have, I've been walking every day. For the last month, I guess, I take Archie out. We go in the morning, usually early. And we go, there are a couple different...
He's not walking. You're walking.
Yeah, I usually carry him for a little bit in his pouch, and then he gets tired, and then I push the stroller, too. We take both, just so he can take a nap.
You know, I just thought of something, and it's the circle of life. I told you, I'm very familiar with Lion King, and the circle of life.
Yes.
Here's going to be the circle of life. You're pushing Archie... Fast forward 50 years.
Probably 30 years.
He's pushing you in a wheelchair. Yeah. Circle of life.
Probably 30 years.
Come on, Dad. Let's go somewhere. Let's go to the park.
Remember when you pushed me to that park years? Well, I'm pushing you there, Dad.
Cats in the Cradle.
That's right.
So we go around our neighborhood. There are a couple different greenways you can walk. There are a lot of nice trails. And so we encounter a lot of people, you know, along those trails during the day walking. Usually it's a lot of... Moms first. I mean, there's not a whole lot of dads pushing strollers, I guess. I don't know.
So you choose to go out with Archie when the hot...
Oh,
young
sure. Hot MILFs out there.
Nothing like a baby and a puppy.
Oh,
if anybody doesn't know what a MILF is, email Peon.
That's what, my wife said to me. She goes, it's amazing how other women gravitate towards a guy with a baby. I go, I know. The next time I have a baby, I have to make sure I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
So I can capitalize on that.
That's the only thing I hate about it, Angela, is that I don't like for women to talk to me when I'm... It's Archie. It's our time, me and Archie. I hate that when young 30-something women come up and talk to us.
No, we're way past that point. We're in the realistic phase here. Okay. But there are my other moms usually pushing kids in strollers, and they're bicyclists, of course, everywhere. And there are different forms of bicyclists. There are people just on a regular mountain bike riding.
Right.
Then there are people on a 10-speed bike riding. And then there are the people that are way serious into the cycling. They have all the gear on.
Right.
The racing jerseys on, the tight bicycle black shorts.
Yeah, I don't like helmet. That look. No offense to the biking community. I just don't like that look. It's of all the sports, you people got the ugliest outfit.
But
especially with that duck butt helmet.
Yes, that's what confuses me, though. I see that wearing that while you're racing.
But this
is
racing.
No. And to top it off, the best part was the other day I saw three people riding together wearing matching jerseys.
Mm.
I just don't
Maybe until, they're a race
no,
team.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. They come on
during a race is one thing, but just on a daily practice
they
run
go down the road. I live every day, multiple bicyclists, and you can tell they're not practicing for a race, but yet they wear that aerodynamic stuff.
Yeah,
and they could wear casual, comfortable clothes and bike just as far.
Right. Or wear different jerseys. There's no reason for all three of you to wear the same one. This
and have some kind of rear view mirror, for goodness sakes. You ever get behind somebody and they don't seem to know you're there?
Yep.
And they just get out in the middle of the road and you don't want to blow your horn, scare them, and they fall off. So you just have to wait till they realize you're there. That's when a loud car is nice.
Yes. But that was it. The cycling people.
All right. Anything else?
No.
And you got to be careful because if you start to, those people get mad.
Oh, yeah.
We have every right to be on the road.
I know. And they're on the trails. So, you know, it's everybody's allowed on the trails and I have no problem with them. I just wonder why it's necessary to wear the jersey.
That's like
when a couple of guys just go out and hit a ball around, they all wear full baseball jerseys or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Dan, you have anything?
I have one thing.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I need to find out. I wanted to find out what this means and maybe where it originated from. I heard John Carney earlier driving in, and he said, by the by, instead of like by the way.
Well, that's old people talk. That's how they talked in the 40s.
By the by?
And he's an old soul.
Yeah, I've heard that by the by before.
His audience is elderly, and they understand it.
By the way, right? Pretty much so.
I think so. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
But it was... It's
stupid.
It sounded so weird.
I've never said by the by in my life.
I never have either.
Oh, by the by.
By the by.
Here's one. And if I ever do this, put a bullet in my head. hey, how's it going? How you doing? Fair to Midland. I can't stand that.
Fair
to Midland.
Too.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Fair to Midland?
I know.
Midland.
We had a guy that worked here, I want to say maybe 6-7 years ago, who, I don't know if he said it to me, but I know he said it to somebody else when they asked, how you doing? He goes, fine and dandy, like ice cream and candy.
Well, that guy's gay. He's gay.
I don't think he was, though.
Fine and dandy like ice cream and candy.
I don't think he was.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's another one.
Bad.
And if you know somebody and they say this, unfriend them. I don't mean just Facebook. I mean in life, unfriend them. working hard or hardly working? Let me tell you something. If you say that, you don't have a creative brain in your head. Think of something else to say besides working hard, hardly working. How are you? Fair to Midland? No, thank you. Stay away from those people.
Horrible.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Let's close the first segment. First segment's officially closed. We have some business to take care of. I'd like to take like two calls, just to get a couple of callers in here before we do the first bit of business. Let me grab, is there a name on that screen?
Turn not yet.
Dan's going to put a name or two on the screen, and we'll take your calls. 314. I'm not going to give the numbers because I can't take but a couple. Okay, 314-969-KTRS. That's 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. This is Robert. Robert, how are you?
I'm okay. Got a traffic bulletin for you.
All right, hang on here. And now it's time for a traffic bulletin. We go live to Robert, who I'm assuming is in traffic. What do you have, Robert?
Westbound 44, backup starts around 141, goes around the first curve, down the next one, right around the next curve. All three lanes, like stop and go. I have no idea can't even see anything. It's all the way out of sight.
All right. Now, I know they're doing some construction for a month or two on 44, and maybe that's the stretch. That could be what it is.
No, an emergency response just
on the
shoulder.
Okay, then that's not it, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is Robert reporting live in westbound 44 for the big 550 KTRS.
Wow, you did that like a pro. Thank you, Robert.
Sounds a little like Farmer Dave.
That was very well done. He did sound a little like Farmer Dave. Tom, how are you?
No,
that's not Tom. That's nobody. Let's go to, here's Tom. Tom, how are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. What can we do for you?
Man, I tell you, I'm doing really good today. I'm calling from the front seat of my new Chevy Sonic.
I found
out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, Tom and his wife bought the Sonic.
That day, I think, right? Yes, absolutely.
Well, you are officially one of our favorite listeners.
Well, listen, Frank, I got to tell you, when I went out there that day to meet you, I had no clue what you looked like, so I told the wife, I said, look up Frank Opinion and see what he looks like. Oh, and boy, the picture that came up, Frank, I hate to tell you, it looked like that Austin Powers with big chiclet teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when I came out there, I was relieved that you didn't have those big teeth.
No, thank goodness we don't look like that. That was a photographer that came out here, and he went and photoshopped our teeth and put beaver teeth in all our mouths.
Yeah.
I told the wife, I said, no wonder he's always bragging about Bell's Dental Care. He probably has to go there twice a month to get them whitened.
Now, you know what? That's embarrassing. That guy, if I could, I'd like to get a hold of that
I
guy.
Don't know what
whoever
they were
he
thinking.
Was that took our pictures. When we saw him and they came back, we just all looked at each other like, what the heck? None of us look like this, and he gave us all these gigantic white teeth.
And they took the wrinkles off Jim Holder's head.
And that had to take a long time.
Well, I tell you, I was relieved when I met you guys. I was ready to laugh, if not.
Well, a lot of people still laugh when they meet us, but we're glad you came out and enjoyed that Sonic.
I sure will. Listen, you guys take care. And AM into PM.
All right, thank you, Tom. Hallelujah. All right, one more, then we're going to have to take a quick break here. That would be Curly. Hello, Curly. How are you?
Hi, is this fun, Frank?
What can we do for you?
I'm AM and a PM.
What's going on?
Another thing that gets me is these guys on TV in an interview or on these Sunday morning shows like to say by and large.
By and large. Yeah, that means.
What's that mean?
It means nothing.
Nothing.
By and large.
It means nothing.
And I'll tell you something, and we talked about this one day, and this is something that got into our lingo in the last 5 years. And it's these people go, well, at the end of the day,
by the by, that means.
Yeah, well, by the by, at the end of the day. And then what they mean is when all is said and done, when all is sifts to the bottom line, but they do that end of the day thing. And at the end of the day. Yeah, I'm with you. Curly, is that's not your real name?
No, it's not.
Well, I like it.
I'm going by Curly for 50 years.
Well, I like it. Stay with it. Thank you, Curly.
All right. Thanks. All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Yeah, by the by, what's the other one? Okay, that makes sense, though. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Oh, here's a good one. And this is from the last 10 years. And we have a friend. I'm not kidding. He says this every time he tells a story. He'll say, he'll start the story with my wife and I. Or going out to dinner. Long story short.
Oh. Oh.
He'll always say that. He'll say, long story short, and it's never short.
Yeah.
No.
Usually that's always preceded by a long
15
story.
15 minutes, he tells this story.
Too late.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I say to him. And long story short, I go, too late. All right, we have to take a break. Speaking of John Landoff, I was behind the Sonic yesterday, cute little car, and thank you to Tom and his wife for the purchase of the Sonic. Thanks to every single one of you. I don't know you by name. If I could, I would sit and read a list of everybody who ever bought a Chevy or pre-owned car from Landoff because of this show. I'm guessing that would take a while. That might take us about a year to read all those names. We know you're out there. We may not know you one by one, but as a group, cumulatively, you help keep this show on the air when you do that. When you go and you let them know why you're there, that you're AM and the PM. And I preach the same message that I always preach. And that is, a Chevy's a Chevy. Remember the mall thing, fire's a fire, a grill's a grill. What's the rest of that?
It makes
something culinary skill.
Wait,
yeah, culinary skill. That was
what you do when you barbecue. Right. You go to
mall. And their whole point was, a grill is a grill. It's what you do besides the fire and that's the case with buying a car, Chevy, Cruze, Malibu, Impala, Silverado, Equinox. They're all the same. They're all the same at every dealer. It's the dealer and the dealership that makes the difference. And I got a big thing about dealers who I know live here, yet nobody ever meets them. And I want so much to throw a couple of names at you. And when I do, your reaction would be, you know what? Yeah, I've never met him, and I don't know anybody who has. They either don't live here, or they live here, but they make a point to never meet the customers. I don't know how you do business that way. John Landoff wants to meet you, and so do a lot of the people on his staff. And if you're ever there and that's important to you that you meet him, and for some reason it doesn't happen, make it known to somebody there that you want to meet him. I guarantee you, he'll call you and he'll figure out a time that's good for you and for him, and he'll meet you. He wants to meet and thank everybody he can. So the experience of buying a car is what sets them apart. And I know a lot of people say that. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. You can get them 24/7 at Landoff.com. You can go right now and get in the car, go down 270, go north, get off at the Washington Elizabeth exit, and there you are. Same location for 55, soon to be 56 years. Johnny Landoff, Chevrolet.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Westbound Highway 44, thanks to Robert. We know that there is an issue out there between 141 and it's about to Antire Road. Robert hadn't quite made it that far. Emergency vehicles over on the right shoulder. That was causing the slowdown there, westbound on 44. Southbound on 270, starting to fill in now between Page and Ladue. Heavy westbound on Highway 64 due to road work. It's west of the Boone Bridge, which you're backed up, or you were backed up with some volume across the Boone Bridge to about the Spirit of St. Louis overpass. They're getting that road work out of the way, though, now as we speak, westbound 64. Westbound 64, heavy pockets out of the city between Hampton and McCausland. Then again, pockets of volume now between McKnight and Ballas. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has more for less on everything your business needs. Plus, to make more happen every day, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Okay, it's the Back to Vegas Challenge. So if you know your Vegas trivia, you and your boo could be on your way to enjoying 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. It's all from the hottest new game show in Vegas, Lovers or Losers, with Todd Bridges. What you talking about? I'm talking about you calling 844-83-PRIZE and being one of the first 25 callers with the correct answer to this trivia question I'm about to ask. And you'll be enjoying 3 days and two nights in Vegas, along with a chance to check out Lovers or Losers. And you won't pay a dime for this package. But you got to answer correctly. Ready? Here we go. In this film, Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore play high school sweethearts who get married and go to Vegas and end up losing all their savings. And a billionaire, played by Robert Redford, offers the couple $1 million if he can spend one night with Demi. Was that movie A, Honeymoon in Vegas, B, What Happens in Vegas, or C, Indecent Proposal? Easy, right? Call now. 844-83-PRIZE. First 25 callers right now. 844-83-PRIZE. That's 844-83-PRIZE.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-6088. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-655-6088. That's 1-800-655-6088.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-319-5269. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-319-5269. 1-800-319-5269.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-1933. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-514-1933. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-514-1933. That's 1-800-514-1933.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show, Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, my goodness. Sam, the Sham, and the Pharaohs. And I'm going to guess the year. Yeah, 65. I'm no more than a year off. I'm no more than a year off. 1965. Man, I used to love this song.
Little Red Riding Hood.
And it's funny.
What'd you say again?
65.
66.
Yeah.
Go walking in the spooky old woods alone.
Isn't it funny how you remember lyrics to a song and you haven't heard it and you haven't sung it for 40 years?
As you have the kind of eyes that drive poor man.
Who's mad,
but
yeah.
Just we'll see that you don't get chased. I think I ought to walk with you for a ways.
Sam the Sham. He had about three hits. I'm going to do a bit of business and we're going to take your phone calls. Please hang on and be patient. If I read this whole email, it'll take far too long. This might be the single most powerful email I've gotten yet about precision coatings. This is the painting company that came on board a couple of months ago. And when advertisers come on board, I always make it very clear to them, I can't tell you how long it'll take for this to catch fire, for you to be taking in more than what you're spending, for it to more than pay for itself. Precision coatings just took off, because everybody, I think, before too long, needs something painted. Your house painted, inside or out. Your deck refurbished. Listen to this email. Dear Frank, we have a... Well, it starts off by saying, I've been meaning to send you an email regarding our experience with precision coatings. This will probably be lengthy. Yeah, it's three pages, single-spaced. There's no way I can read it all. We have a double deck on our house and needed it power washed, painted, and some boards replaced. We also needed some painting done on the front of our house, trim, molding, etc. Didn't know who to call. Then we heard you advertise precision coating, so my husband gave them a call. Josh, I believe was his name, promptly came out the following day and gave us an estimate. He mailed it the next day. Now, I know some people are saying that they thought precision coatings was priced high. I think you get what you pay for. We've had the decks power washed and painted before for about $1,500, but that's all they did. Our price from Precision was about $4,000 for both decks, which seems kind of high. But part of their normal thing is to also tighten and replace loose nails, bolts, and sand down the railings prior to painting them. We also have a staircase that goes up to a back door. We don't use these steps, and we knew that they were not in the best shape, and we told them not to worry about doing anything to them other than power wash and paint them. Once they started, they told my husband that they were dangerous and understood that we didn't want to spend a lot of money on them, and they said they could fix them for about $300, and we gladly paid for that. Now let's move to the painting of the front of the house. What I have not mentioned yet is that Dan, I believe, who is the owner, was there working too. Every day that they were there. They painted the stuff on the front of the house, and then it lightly rained that evening. When they came back the next day, my husband told Dan that there was a section he thought didn't look so great, maybe because of the rain, but said, we can live with it. And Dan said, are you sure? He says, it doesn't sound like something you want to live with. We're going to redo it, and we're going to do it today. Lastly, there's this really cool part of the story. Back in April, we had a siding company come out. We were talking about maybe putting some siding up on our 6 front windows, where there are long shutters on both sides of the windows. They came out and pulled one of the shutters off to get a look at the wood behind them. It was pretty rotten. They kind of ignored that and just moved on to pricing the siding. My husband asked the guy, I don't want to side over rotten wood. Can you replace the wood? The guy said, well, we usually have some plywood on the truck, and we can throw some on there, the really bad parts. That didn't give us a warm, fluffy feeling. They left, said they would email an estimate in a few days. A week went by. My husband called them. They said they were sorry, but they were behind on quotes. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing was done. Bad customer service. No quote. So my husband's talking with Dan from Precision Coatings, telling him the story while they're working on the house. And Dad said that's really not their scope, their specialty. He knew the rotten wood thing was bugging the hell out of my husband. And when they were done with all the work, Dan said to my husband, come on, let's go pull a shutter off and take a look at that wood. And Dan said, I love a challenge. We're going to go ahead and take care of it for you. We'll come back in 2 or 3 days. They agreed on a price, and they came back, as they said, and they started to work. It also included painting the shutters. They took down both shutters on the first window, pulled the siding from under the window. It was quickly determined it was worse than expected. And Dan said it was a little more involved than he originally thought, but they'd take care of it. And we knew it would be more money than originally planned, but they were good with that. We were good with that. They finished the job, and a couple of days at the end, Dan said to my husband, what do you think is fair for the additional work we had to do? My husband said, I have no idea. You tell me what would be fair. Dan said, how about $50 per window, which we thought was very cheap. But Dan said he was fine with that. Bottom line here is all the work they did was exceptional. Everything looks great. We know they did a thorough, good job. They spent several days on the deck, not just your day job that we had received from the previous people. Also, they were more than willing to help us out on the window shutter wood issue. We would highly recommend Precision Coatings to anyone, and we'll definitely call them back if we need anything else done. This is an awesome, friendly, professional company to deal with. I know this was pretty much writing a book. You can't use it all on the air. Sorry, but I did. It would take a week to read if you read it all, but if you use any portion of it, please don't mention our name. And the reason she says that is apparently they're in a business where there are people that would expect them to use their services and would get upset if they called someone. What a fantastic email about Precision Coatings. There's nothing more for me to say. Precision Coatings, 636-244-5243. If you want to contact them, there's a link on my site to their site. You go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. Go to Precision Coatings, click on it, it'll take you right to their site. Thank you so much for that fantastic letter about Precision Coatings. Let's take some calls, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Let's start with Cindy. Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Frank. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And I had to laugh when you mentioned Ferritin Midland, which is something you hear one time. I don't know if I'm the only person in the world, but I have several family members that every time they start to speak, they start with the thing, fact of the matter is.
That's another one. Fact of the matter is.
The fact of the matter is, and it's with every start of every conversation, so it's not just once. If you talk to them for 30 minutes, you'll hear it 30 times.
And does anybody ever say any? Let me tell you something. One of the best things we did for people as a public service and ourselves is having Bernice say anyway, because
anyway.
I almost never say anyway because of that.
And I have never said the fact of the matter is.
Yeah, I don't think I use
that. Well, you know. That's another one. Well, you know. Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. So.
And the very little, I didn't go to school very much, very little college, but I remember in a writing class, they said the first order of business is any words you can pull out. If you take these words out and they don't change anything, then get rid of them. Because they're just done. And that's the case with fact of the matter is.
Well, and it's almost condescending, too. Like, well, you may not understand this, but this is the real fact here that you need to.
It's almost like saying, apparently
you're too dumb to figure it out. Yeah. Here's the fact. And the fact that,
that's a good one.
Well, and you get so confused because you're so caught up in just getting past that part, then you're thinking, okay, what's the rest of it? And then when they start again, it's, well, the fact of the matter is. It just continues.
And when you
have several family members, I'm sitting there and I'm just listening to a lot of people say, well, the fact of the matter is.
Oh, my goodness. Don't you ever just want to jump up and scream, don't say that anymore?
Oh, yes. I love them too much to actually point it out. So I would never actually let them know that it actually is something when you don't do that kind of thing, you really do catch on to it. And you're just thinking, get on with the story or whatever you want to say. So,
Good story. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
You too, Cindy.
My wife does. I'm just saying before.
I'm just saying.
It's like, you're saying because your mouth is moving. Of course, I don't need to.
I cannot stand that. Ugh. And they'll do it, and that's it. They leave it hanging. They'll say, she doesn't seem to be very happy with him. They've been together a year, and you go, I think they're fine. Well, I'm just saying.
I know.
Uh-huh. And then that's it. They stop. I'm just saying. Yeah. Thank goodness we're finished with whatever. I was glad to see that go away. This should be Tony. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Hey, hi, guys.
Tony. Everybody.
Tony.
What's up,
hi,
Tony?
Karen. Hi, Karen, wherever you are.
That's a good one. That's not getting old. What's up?
Hey, just wanted to mention a couple things about bike riding. I know you don't want to get into a long discussion.
No, we love
everybody.
Long discussions because we don't have to do anything then.
Well, you've only got a couple minutes before the news comes on.
That's a what?
But fact of the matter is that there is a reason why we bicyclists wear those real tight pants.
And what is that reason?
Well, because if you ever go out and you do a bike ride in a strong headwind and you've got loose-fitting shorts, you would not believe how that headwind will slow you down and make it that much harder to pedal. And you have to really work. So you're more aerodynamic with those tighter pants.
No, I understand the pants. What about the jerseys, though?
Well, the jerseys, when you saw those two, it was most likely, I don't know if you could tell, but it was most likely a guy and his wife. And they
probably did
an organized ride somewhere where they bought the jerseys for that ride, and they just wear them together and, just feel more like a little team. And I don't know if you didn't notice, but most of us do wear mirrors. They're kind of hard to see because, like mine, is attached to my helmet. And it's rather small. And, again, so that would be more aerodynamic. But
I have seen some of those, the helmet.
I've seen them, too, but I think anybody who doesn't have a mirror is an idiot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I ride with a couple of people that they refuse to wear one, and I said, I won't ride without my mirror. I want to know what's behind me. Not only for cars, but for fellow cyclists. And I can't believe I did that. Oh, gosh.
That's all right. Everybody does.
I was going to say one other thing. Yesterday when Ian was playing that poop song, I'm driving home from work, and it made me feel like I had a BM coming on.
Maybe you did. That's the other good thing about those tight bike pants.
Well,
if you're wearing those tight bike pants, that'll kind of clinch it up for you.
Yeah.
It won't be as you can make it home with those things. Tony, thank you for the call.
Yep. Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. You know what? Nobody says BM.
No. It really stands out when somebody does say BM.
My grandmother said BM.
Yeah.
And my aunt, I remember when I was little, if you tooted, which is what she called it, and your little kid, she'd go, somebody needs to have a BM. BM. Wow, that's old school.
Online, another word, a message for that was, it's a message from SH.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. It's sending you a message. I want out of here. I don't think I have time to get one more. We'll come back. We'll have Colin Jeffrey in here. No, he doesn't come to 4:30. Hey,
yeah, 4:30.
After the news break, we had all kinds of talk. So be patient. Call us back. We'd love to talk to you. American Equity Mortgage. You know the number, and I know there's some numbers similar, but how about this one? This is the one, 314-878-9999. I've been watching. I pay a lot of attention to commercials and advertising, laugh at most of them, because I just think you can't possibly know how much money you're wasting and how ineffective your advertising is. And one of the things I've noticed, too, is that these mortgage companies, they'll sort of change their image. They'll change spokespeople. They'll change themes, everything short of changing a name, because what they were doing probably wasn't working. They changed direction. You notice somebody that hasn't changed the way they do anything is American Equity Mortgage. When you do it, and not only does it work so well that you're huge in St. Louis, you're able to go in other markets, many other markets, and be huge there. Why would you change anything? Stay with the same consistent message. And the message is this. The interest rates in this country for people who want to buy a house, the rates are so ridiculously low. It would sort of be like if gas prices, I haven't done any below $2 gas, but I came close the other day, $2.04.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Think of it this way. If gas prices dropped to like $1.90 and they stayed there for 10 years, that's kind of what's happened with these mortgage rates. And I hear the commercials where they threaten you, you better act now. I'm not going to do that. I don't think the rates are going up tomorrow. But the point is this. It is a great time to buy a house. The rates are low, and it's also a great time to borrow money on that equity if you're a homeowner for anything else. They don't even care what the money is for. Now, you shouldn't be borrowing money just for frivolous things. It's still debt. But if there's something significant that comes along and you need it, medical bill, by the way, as examples, not covered by insurance, or graduation, tuition, what else? You know the things I'm talking. Things in life that just come along, expenses. This is the smartest way to borrow it. The interest rates are low. You're going to get more of a tax deduction. All around, it's a smart thing to do. But you need to know the right people to call, and I have that name for you and that number. Please tell me your AM and the PM, American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. Now, we're out of time, aren't we?